Let's go to the phones and meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge. And Jeremy, it's you. Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. Welcome to the show. Every time we do the Harris Challenge, we offer you, the consumer, something unique in the broadcasting business, which we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. You can use it to say hello to your family, your friends. You can plug a business. Maybe you had enough foresight, Jeremy, to go out and get yourself a Michael Phelps kind of commercial endorsement, where here you mention the name of that company and they give you money or something like that. Whatever it is, it's your 5 seconds to exploit the public airwaves in any way you like.
Oh, I just want to say hi to my daughter, Mackenzie.
Oh, that's very nice. All right, Jeremy, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where all the questions and categories for the Harris Challenge are kept. It'll spit out 3 categories, and you tell me the one you want. Category 1, this week in showbiz. It would help if you listened to the Wood Report earlier this week from Tina. Category 2, that really bugs me. Or category 3, well, this kind of ties into the conventions, he did not become president. Which one would you like, Jeremy?
That really bugs me.
All right, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with 1-pointer, work our way up to the 5-pointer. You can answer each one or pass on it. If you pass on it and you have time, you can come back and pick it up later on. At the end, if you have 8 points or more, we're going to have fabulous prizes for you. If only there were somebody here who could tell us what those fabulous prizes are.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul. We have some fabulous prizes. We have some tickets to a Werenberg Theater.
Right.
And we also have a t-shirt that says the Well Hungarians on it. And that's the prizes, Paul.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
You stole some t-shirts from a band and that's what we're giving away?
Yep. Basically.
The good news is you get to go to any Werenberg Theater and see any movie you want, Jeremy. If you get 8 points or better, your category is That Really Bugs Me. 60 seconds on the clock. Are you ready to play?
I sure am.
Then let's play the Harris Challenge. What insect is responsible for the most deaths worldwide? The mosquito, the wasp, or the fire ant?
Fire ant.
Mosquito. What creature has the largest brain in proportion to its size? The roach, the bumblebee, or the ant?
The roach.
That would be the time to go with the ant.
How
big would a cricket have to be for you to hear its chirp a mile away? A millimeter, an inch, or a foot?
An inch.
An inch is right. Which is faster, the common housefly in flight, or the world's fastest miler running on a track?
The fly.
No, the runner. What is the average life expectancy of a queen bee? 6 days, 6 months, or 6 years?
6 days.
6 years.
Wow.
By the way, the world's fastest miler, 4-minute mile, would be 15 miles an hour. The fly goes about 4.5 miles an hour.
Wow.
So, Jeremy, let's recap. Your correct answers would be the 3-pointer, which by my math is less than 8. What that does is afford us our first opportunity for punishment music here, because we have prizes if you do well, but punishment if you do poorly. And you may not know this, Jeremy, but today is the 46th anniversary of the debut of the TV series Star Trek. On this day in 1966 on NBC. In fact, Google has a pretty cool thing on today. If you go to the Google.com website, they have a thing with, like, the Star Trek characters animated and some of the sound effects, like, depending on what you click on, and then there's another one where you can operate the transporter.
Oh,
nice.
And the characters disappear from that. And then there's another one where there are two of the letters take on, like, an alien monster on a planet, and you can use a log to form a cannon and blow them away. Same kind of quality sound effects they had on the original show.
Yes.
So our tribute to Star Trek is that we have two of its stars, William Shatner and or Leonard Nimoy, to perform the punishment music today. And I'm going to give you the choice, Jeremy. Would you like to be punished by William Captain Kirk Shatner or Leonard Mr. Spock Nimoy?
Oh, Mr. Spock Nimoy.
All right, here you go. Here's Leonard Nimoy.
I left a good job in the city,
yeah.
Working for the man every night and day.
That's enough. Jeremy, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you. I'm aiming to be him.
Thank you very much.
I found another prize in our prize drawer.
You did?
A $15 gift certificate to Stefanina's Pizzeria and Restaurant.
Holy cow.
All right,
we'll add that into the Werenberg tickets and the t-shirt stolen from the band. Next contestant is you, Jim. Hi.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'll just say hello to my wife who can't hear me because she's on a plane on her way home.
Okay.
Time well used, Jim.
My bad.
Here are the categories we have. We have this week in showbiz, he did not become president, or we'll add in this third category, famous authors, classic books.
Let's go with he did not become president.
Okay. He did not become president is the category. 60 seconds on the clock. 8 or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Republican lost to Barack Obama in 2008?
John McCain.
Correct. Which Democrat lost to Ronald Reagan in 1984?
Jimmy Carter.
Walter Mondale. Which Republican lost to Bill Clinton in 1996?
96 would have been, pass.
Which Democrat lost to Richard Nixon in 1972?
Pass.
Which Republican lost to Jimmy Carter in 1976?
Ford.
Correct. Back to the three-pointer. Which Republican lost to Bill Clinton in 1996?
96 would have been Dole.
Correct. Which Democrat lost to Richard Nixon in 1972?
72 would have been... Yeah, I don't know.
It's been 40 years, so your excuse for forgetting George McGovern.
McGovern.
Wow, McGovern.
Yeah. Daniel song.
Jim, you got the 1, the 3, and the 5. That's 9 points. That means you're a winner.
Woo! All right.
There you go, Jim.
Congratulations. Right. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And we move on now to our third contestant, and that's going to be you, Mark.
Well, hey, how's everybody doing today?
We're doing fine,
good, Mark.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, rather than talk about me, let's just say go Tigers tomorrow.
All right.
Yes.
Nice.
M-I-Z.
Yeah, and by the
C-O-U.
Way, by the way, Jim Hewer and Jim Holder will be here. Jim Squared, I like to call them.
Yes.
They'll be here with a 2-hour Mizzou pregame show immediately following the big 550 KTRS large morning show in the afternoon on most of these KTRS stations.
Yes.
That'll be at 6
Great
o'clock.
Show.
Yes. Yes. And then, of course, we'll have the game for you tomorrow night with the Bomarito Chevy Superstar Mizzou pregame show at 5 o'clock, and then the first SEC game for your Mizzou Tigers against Georgia tomorrow at 6:45. All right, all of that out of the way, Mark. We're all out of time. No, I'm kidding. Let's see. We have 3 categories for you. We have This Week in Showbiz. We have Famous Authors, Classic Books, or Naked Women in the Movies.
Woo-hoo.
Well, I'm a single guy. Let's go with Naked Women in the Movies.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. 8 or better to win. Mark, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which star of The Blind Side showed some skin in the 1996 movie Fire on the Amazon?
Oh, what's her name?
That's what I asked you. You can pass if you want. Okay, which Sound of Music star dropped her top in the 1981 movie S.O.B.?
Julie Andrews?
Correct. Which Legally Blonde star did some nudity in the 1998 movie Twilight?
Boy, I don't remember that movie.
You remember Legally Blonde?
Yeah, I can't remember her name though right now, pass.
Which Academy Award winner for Misery got nude to enter a hot tub in About Schmidt?
Kathy Bates.
Correct. Which Cheers star appeared naked in the 1984 movie Blind Date?
Okay, I don't think it was Ted Danson.
Naked women in the movies.
See. Yes, yes, women.
That would be Kirstie Alley. Yeah. Legally Blonde's Reese Witherspoon was nude in Twilight. And Sandra Bullock from The Blind Side. Thank goodness it wasn't Michael O. or whatever that guy's name was. Let's see, you got the 2 and the 4, and by my math, that's only 6 points. So that means I have to punish you as well. Our previous contestant chose Leonard Nimoy, but don't let that influence you. On this Star Trek holiday, which I'm sure they're celebrating on the Big Bang Theory, you can have either Leonard Nimoy or William Shatner, whatever you want.
Well, let's go with a little William Shatner.
All right. Mr. Priceline shall sing for you now.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am back home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
They said he took this very seriously.
Yeah, it much better.
All right. Okay, that's enough. sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you very
much. Thanks, Mark.
Okay, our next contestant now. Let's go to Scott. Welcome to the Big 550 KTRS. Hi, Scott.
Well, good afternoon, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, 5-second cheap plug is I love the show, and if you need gas, go to Air Gas, St. Louis, and the nation's largest gas supplier.
Okay. We have 2 categories left on the... excuse me. 2 categories left
here. Dan's a close second.
For all your methane needs. Scott, we have 2 categories left. This Week in Showbiz or Famous Authors Classic Books. What'll it be?
Let's go This Week, since I don't like to read books.
All right, that'll be a good choice, then. Scott, 60 seconds on the clock, 8 or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which actor, Oscar-nominated for The Green Mile, died this week complications following a heart attack?
Oh, I know.
Not enough to know. You actually have to say.
I know.
You want to pass?
Yeah, pass.
Who got a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame this week to help promote the upcoming 10th season of her daytime TV talk show?
Was that Rosie?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen, okay.
Which prominent former cast member of The Price is Right was not invited to be part of its 40th anniversary celebration this week because of negative comments he made about the show?
Pass.
CBS and Eddie Murphy are making a TV series out of his Beverly Hills Cop movies. What was his character's name in those movies?
Axel.
That's enough. I'll give it to you. 10 years ago this week, who became the first American Idol winner? The runner-up was America's favorite Justin Guarini.
The winner
was Kelly Clarkson, that's right.
Axel. Well, the only thing I can say was on the actress part, I was only 200 pounds off.
What?
Okay.
Rosie and Ellen.
Yeah. It was Michael Clark Duncan was the guy from The Green Mile who died this week.
Right.
And Bob Barker was not invited back for the 40th anniversary of The Price is Right. By the way, after the whole thing came out, I heard you say that on the Wood Report earlier this week, Tina. I went online and I found the first episode that Bob Barker did in 1972.
Yeah.
And I hadn't watched the show in forever. It is the best product placement show ever.
Yes.
On that first show, I watched the whole half hour. The first thing they gave away was a fur coat made of muskrat. Was the last time you heard of somebody having a muskrat?
Whoa.
And then the woman who won that, who was excited beyond belief, she won a car, a Chevy Vega.
All right.
Retail price of the Vega, $2,476.
Nice.
Then the second contestant comes up there, and you know they're on contestants row. Now remember, she won a fur and a car. The next thing that's up for bids, a sewing machine.
Yeah,
you can see.
Singer?
I think it was. You can see the disappointment. A guy wins that, and he comes up and he wins a whole bunch of things from the Spiegel catalog. Spiegel, Chicago, Illinois.
I love to order stuff from there.
He got a typewriter, a world book, and an encyclopedia. It was amazing watching this thing 40 years later. Barker really knew how to play traffic cop and get those people where they needed to be. And
yeah, Drew Carey said today that it wasn't any comments that Bob made. It was the special was supposed to be about the contestants, not...
Right.
Come on.
Well, anyway, Scott, I'm sorry you didn't win,
anyway,
but you still do.
Hey, I want my Shatner.
You do have to be punished. You would like William Shatner to punish you?
No, I'll tell you what. I'd like to have them both played at the same time.
Well, I can't do that.
Okay, then give me Leonard Nimoy. That I could at least understand.
All right, here you go.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, V-E-R-N.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart.
He's got some background singing.
You see, it's getting late, but please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a
better. It doesn't matter how long he plays, he's not going to hit any correct notes.
No.
Scott, thank you very much for playing. Have a great weekend.
You too, sir.
And here's our final contestant today. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
How about a shout-out to all the other drivers stuck in 40 St. Charles? It's a nightmare out here.
The rain is just making it horrible, isn't it?
Rain and an accident.
Oh,
it's
well,
bad.
We'll check with Tim with a traffic update here in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Only one category left on the computer here, Kevin. It's famous authors, classic books.
I'll give it a shot.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. 8 or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who wrote The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn and The Adventures of Tom Sawyer?
Mark Twain.
Correct. Who wrote One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Dr. Seuss.
Correct. Who wrote A Christmas Carol and David Copperfield?
Charles Dickens.
Correct. Who wrote The Andromeda Strain and Jurassic Park?
Half.
Who wrote The Firm and The Pelican Brief?
Grisham.
John Grisham is right. Back to the 4-pointer. Who wrote The Andromeda Strain and Jurassic Park?
Man, I wish I knew. I love the movie. I don't know.
Went to the same high school, I think.
Michael Crichton.
Michael Crichton is exactly right, Tina.
Really?
Congratulations, Kevin. You got the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 5. That's 11 points. No punishment for you, but Stephanie's Pizza and any movie you like from Werenberg Theaters on us.
All right, thanks, guys.
Congratulations, Dan. I'll get your information while I put you on hold here. And that's the Harris Challenge. We're going to do it every Friday at 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS.